Des is back with sport.
Yeah, and good news as well, because Graeme McDowell is now sharing the lead at the top of the leaderboard in the Dubai Desert Classic. He's picked up 7 shots so far today, 8 birdies and 1 bogey. He's played 17 holes and he's on 12 under par alongside Danny Willett. Peter Laurie shot 69. He's finished on 2 under. That's 1 shot inside the projected cut. The other Irish players have yet to begin their rounds. Rory McIlroy on 6 under, Damien McGrain 1 under, Michael Hoey level par, and Darren Clarke is 1 over. Meanwhile, in the US, Tiger Woods had a bit of a nightmare start on his first round of 2015. He was 4 over par after 4 holes in the Phoenix Open. He was 5 over after 12, but he recovered to finish on 2 over par, but that still left him 9 shots behind the leader, Ryan Palmer, on 7 under. Padraig Harrington is level after 17 holes when play was stopped because of darkness, and Harrington holed out from 161 yards from the rough for an eagle 2 to get back to level par on that hole. Now, in tennis, defending champion Stan Wawrinka and world number 1 Novak Djokovic are going head to head now for a place in the Australian Open final. The pair meet at the tournament for a 3rd year in succession. Both meetings ended in 5 set epics previously, and each of the winners of those games went on to lift the championship trophy. Andy Murray awaits the winner. Well, the big action in Ireland today is the rugby clash of the Irish Wolfhounds and the England Saxons in Cork this evening. The match is live on RT2. It features Sean O'Brien starting in an Ireland shirt for the first time in 14 months after shoulder surgery. Keith Earls also returns after injury at centre. The only uncapped player in the starting 15 is Jack Conan at number 8. Gordon Darcy is named. He's been telling Justin Tracy about the opportunity this game presents to the players.
You know, you're fresh in the mind of the coaches, you perform well, and we know what Joe is looking for. He's looking for guys to make the players around them look well, and look, you know, playing for each other and doing your job role very, very well. So, like, you're fresh in the mind of the coaches a week before selection for the first Six Nations game. So, like, literally, you know, all the cliches apply, and it's all there to be played for.
How's training gone as a kind of a new group of players? Comes together, the likes of Jack Conan in for the first time, Ian Henderson coming back, as you mentioned, is the first time yourself and Keith would have played now in nearly 4 years. There's a lot of kind of combinations that have, I suppose, ground to make up, a lot to get used to in a very short time. How's that gone?
I think you're relying on quality there, and all the names you mentioned are quality, and they deliver, have delivered in recent weeks in pressure situations. So you were kind of, it's a short week. You know, Joe has what he wants to get through, and Dan has what he wants to get through, and there's, a you know, maybe a little bit more time on your feet than you want, but yeah, like, it's not really something that can enter into your head. You know, you take what's given. You know, it's going to be a short combination week, but you're just, you know, the guys that Keith Earls had a fantastic return to rugby, so did Hendy, and you know, I'm just looking after my own shop and trying to put my best foot forward, and I know that if I do kind of my job well and Earlsy does his, and you know, that kind of filters across the team, and everybody just looks after their own little individual jobs and individual roles, and does that well. You know, that'll go a long way.
That's Gordon Darcy. Now, also this weekend, the GAA season kicks off in full with the Allianz Football League getting underway. Kildare opened their campaign against Down, and Brian Carthy has been talking to Kildare manager Jason Ryan about the high expectations.
Yeah, expectations are massive, but I suppose expectations come along with a few positive results. You know, you have a few positive results at the start of the year, in the middle of the year, and all of a sudden you can often forget about what happened last month or in the previous 6 months. As a management team, we're very realistic, and we know that we are in the middle of a building phase, that we want to become a team that, regardless of who we're playing against in Ireland, that we're competitive. And last year would have shown that against a number of the teams, we've a bit of work to do. Now, whether that's because we had so many players that were missing, or whether it was a case that we, as a management team, got things wrong tactically, or whether it was a case that those teams really are just that little bit ahead of us, talent-wise and experience-wise, who knows. But what we are, I suppose, what we do know and what we are in control of is the players, when they're fit and well, and we're all working together as a group, we can really progress and we can really improve. And I suppose the lead up to our last round of the qualifiers against Monaghan was a testament to that as a group they worked really, really hard at trying to improve how we played, our style of play, and various aspects of our performance. And in that Monaghan game, we played probably our best football of the whole year last year.
In the Fitzgibbon Cup games, there were wins for Cork IT, UCD, UL, UCC, Waterford and Limerick IT. Now in football, the Liverpool manager Brendan Rodgers will decide today if Daniel Sturridge will play in tomorrow's game against West Ham. Sturridge admits he's anxious and excited as he prepares to return from 5 months out injured.
It's been very frustrating for myself, but you know, it's all a learning curve in terms of these experiences allow you to learn something new. And for me, you know, it's been great from a mental side of the game. I've improved that, and you know, as I said, I'm looking forward to getting back out there. I'm very, very anxious to be out there. As they say, I'm chomping at the bit. That's the only thing for me, just to be playing.
Why go the wrong way round?
Kind of. In the one-day cricket international, England 25-1 in reply to India's total of 200 from 48.1 overs. In racing, Ruby Walsh rode his 50th winner of the season. In snowy conditions at Thurles, he guided the Willie Mullins trained Totally Dominant to victory in the 2-mile maiden hurdle. And this evening's racing action is in Dundalk at 5:35.
Des, thank you.